thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 2 and verse 10. Now, what will the conclusion of all this be? This sin, this abuse from the false prophets, this corruption going on, this stopping of the true word of God. Where will it all end? God will not stand by watching, twiddling his thumbs, as it were, doing nothing about it. There's only one answer: exile. Exile. Verse 10, it won't just happen. There's a command here: get up, go away, for this is not your resting place, because it is defiled. Jerusalem is ruined. It is ruined beyond all remedy. Exile. Exile is staring you in the face. And of course, for the northern kingdom, that was exile in Assyria. For the southern kingdom, that was exile for 70 years in Babylon. They wouldn't listen to Jeremiah, they wouldn't listen to Isaiah, they wouldn't listen to Amos, they wouldn't listen to Micah, they wouldn't listen to any of these prophets. But they would listen to the false prophets, and they were going to pay a very, very heavy price for this. It would be exile. For the northern kingdom, it would be disaster beyond repair. For the southern kingdom, there would be a measure of restoration, but only a measure. It wouldn't be long before, there'd be 400 years of silence, until the coming of Christ, John the Baptist and Christ, and then the new covenant and so on. But now, and this is Micah's message, what a difficult task for such a man. These faithful preachers, these faithful prophets, what is their word? Get up, go away. This isn't your resting place. You can have the temple, you can have the priests, you can have everything, but you haven't got anything at all because it's defiled. You can have the kingship and all the rest. But all the rest of it won't matter because it's ruined beyond all remedy. Now, let me pause here. What would you think would be the response to this? If any people had any sense at all, what would they do? They would surely repent and return and reform. Man, there was some measure of it in Judah. The history of the kings display that. But only a measure. The truth is, the people went back to the false prophets, as we shall see in the next discourse. If a liar and deceiver comes and says, I will prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer, he'd be just the people, just the prophet for this people, just the man. That's what they want. Plenty of goodies, you know, that's what we want. Let old Micah tell us this misery stuff about exile. It won't happen. It won't happen. Oh, my friend, I'm not giving a history lecture. This is the word of God to us today. These things are written for our instruction, training, building up, teaching, probing, convincing, convicting, reproving, rebuking. These things are for us. Have we ears to hear this? Or are we, in the evangelical world, heading for exile? Or is it all wonderful, as so many say? Well, time will tell, won't it? But we have to use our minds now and think. I believe myself that Micah is speaking directly to this generation, and we need to pay attention to his most solemn words. Well, in the next discourse, we shall come to this love of the false prophet. But now let us hear the faithful prophet. Get up. Go away, for this is not your resting place, because it is defiled, it is ruined beyond all remedy.